Foundation during Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month. Learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com. And by individual donors to PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the licensed professionals at Body Therapy Shop, dedicated to helping clients relieve stress-induced muscle or joint pain with therapeutic massage, body work, and physical therapy services. Located in the Lincoln Square Village, Urbana, with more information on the web at bodytherapyshop.com.
The BBC program Europe Today was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. This breaking news, Congress has passed historic legislation to bail out the troubled financial industry. The House has passed that legislation. We'll have details on this story throughout the afternoon here on AM 580. It is 12:31. Joining me now in the studio, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A judge in Chicago says the state of Illinois doesn't have time to reprint the November ballots to fix inaccurate language. Judge Nathaniel House says it's also impossible to black out portions of the ballot without damaging them. He's agreed to hear testimony about whether the ballot could be overwritten to make the inaccurate portions unintelligible. Other suggestions include handing out notices to each voter at the polls or running statewide advertisements. The state says it would be impossible to mail out statements to all voters. Earlier this week, House ruled that the wording on the referendum on whether Illinois should hold a constitutional convention was misleading. Prosecutors in Champaign County maneuvered to keep three rape cases alive as many as 15 years after the fact, and it helped lead to charges against a former University of Illinois running back. Stephen Fagan will be charged today with three counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault. He's accused in the assaults on three women, one in 1993, two another 2 years later. Each woman was attacked at her apartment, and State's Attorney Julia Reitz says the attacker had displayed a handgun. DNA evidence had linked the cases to Fagan, who was arrested and charged with an assault in Florida. A release from Reitz's office says the office had filed charges in the Champaign County cases in 2000 against an unknown James Doe, and that kept the statute of limitations from running out in the cases and allowed investigators to continue to look for DNA matches. Organizers of a political rally at the U of I's Urbana campus are reporting their actions to authorities out of defiance. Yesterday's Barack Obama rally in the U of I quad brought out about 50 people, many of them graduate employees, upset with a new ethics policy that bars faculty and staff from expressing support for candidates while on campus. Doctoral student Dan Colson says faculty and staff shouldn't have to think of themselves as owned by the university. His group has submitted a report of its activities to the U of I Ethics Office and the Governor's Office of Inspector General. He says President Joseph White should reject the U of I's interpretation of a 2003 law and recognize that employees can still express First Amendment rights. The American Civil Liberties Union has submitted a letter to White asking for the same response. U of I administrators have said they won't police those who violate the policy, but Colson says he's not so sure.
You don't send out a law, say this is the law, and if you violate it, there are consequences. And then a couple of days later say, well, we don't plan on enforcing this. That creates an atmosphere of fear. When will this be enforced? Are there cases in which it will and cases in which it won't? So are some of us a little nervous? Of course. Of course we are.
Illinois Deputy Inspector General Gilberto Jimenez says any investigation of an ethics violation by his office would make nonspecific recommendations to the university regarding disciplinary action, but the extent of it would be based on the actions of each individual. He says dismissal would only come with the most egregious cases of misconduct. Colson says he's not planning any future political events on campus, but he's encouraged the John McCain supporters at the U of I to hold a rally of their own. A new report says the state finished the first 3 months of its budget year with plenty of unpaid bills and record payment delays. The report from Illinois Comptroller Dan Hines says the state's economy is still faltering and the backlog of bills and payment delays will increase. He says as of Tuesday, more than $1.8 billion worth of bills couldn't be paid because the state didn't have the money. The payment delay is 42 working days. That doesn't include the time that state agencies hold on to bills before passing them on to the comptroller's office. Members of about 90 Latino families will be visiting their sons and daughters on the University of Illinois' Urbana campus on Sunday. It's the sixth year for Latino Family Visit Day. It's an event designed for the families of first-year Latino students, their parents, siblings, and other family members. Co-chair Veronica Can says the annual program lets Latino families find out more about the university experience in a bilingual setting. She says the feedback from families attending previous Latino family visit days has been very positive.
They like meeting administrators that speak Spanish. It could be something that simple. They like meeting other parents. They really like the fact that the university is outreaching to them in this context. It makes them feel valued. They enjoy learning about the experiences of the alumni and the current students. And, you know, knowing things like that there is assistance for the financial aid out there.
Can says the goal of the day is to build family support for Latinos on campus and increase their chances of finishing college. She says the Latino retention rate at the Urbana campus is higher than other schools, but still lags behind the overall retention rate. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's programming is made possible by Ratio Architects, designer of the U of I Hotel and Conference Center development located in the UIUC South Research Campus, on the web at ratioarchitects.com.